This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. And we're back with more of your calls. Elaine is with us from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hi there.
Hi there.
What do you do there in the Twin Cities?
I have a couple jobs, actually. I'm a stage actress and have been for a number of years.
Ooh.
And then to pay the mortgage, I also work as a program coordinator for a library support organization.
I have to know what the latest production is that you were on stage for.
I was in a production of three short plays called Outside Providence.
Oh. Well, how can we help you out today? What's your question for Liz?
Well, my question is a little convoluted. I got married a little over a year ago, and prior to getting married, I had a house that I'd lived in since 2005,
mm-hmm.
and the house values, of course, then tanked.
Uh-oh.
And,
so are you underwater?
Very, very much so.
Okay. And you owe more on your mortgage than the home is worth.
Exactly. I owe about $117,000 on the mortgage, and the latest, it's too depressing to even look at, but it's somewhere under $70,000
is
the worth of the house.
Okay.
And my husband only had an apartment and had a lot in savings, and we decided to buy another house that would be our, you know, our home. And it's entirely under his name, and we now have this house, have moved into it. And I talked to several different realtors at the time, and it would be much, much too far under the mortgage if they were to try to sell it. So we rented.
So you're renting out your former home. All right. So what's your question?
The question is that we are not able to get enough in rent to cover the mortgage, and the mortgage is going up.
What do you mean the mortgage is going up? Did you have an adjustable rate?
No. It is a fixed rate, but with assessments and things like that, they're doing improvements in the neighborhood,
the
streets.
Okay.
And so we're looking at maybe a $200 to $300 drain each month.
Yikes. So what kinds of options are you considering at this point?
I'm curious about a short sale. I'm curious if it's better to continue with the renting and those uncertainties and the sort of the slow drain, or if it's even possible to try to just get rid of the house.
Yeah, well, without, you know, pretending to be real estate agents who are really the only people who could tell you whether you would be able to do a short sale, let's talk through the pros and cons of keeping up with this house where they're not even getting enough rental income to pay the increasing mortgage versus trying to go for a short sale, which, as we know, can give you a real hit on your credit score.
Well, I would look at the total picture first. Look at what you're getting as a tax break with depreciation, because sometimes that offsets the fact that you're a little bit, you know, not getting quite enough cash flow. But I suspect it's still going to be a drain on your finances. With a short sale, it's going to trash your credit as much as a foreclosure. What it does do for you is that you're in the penalty box with mortgage lenders for a shorter period of time, maybe two years instead of 5 to 7. Now, the good news is that if your husband isn't on the mortgage, it doesn't affect him. You guys have another house at this point, so it's not going to be a crisis that you won't be able to buy another house because you've got one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you need to look at. A short sale can take a while, but they are going faster than they used to. Seems like the banks have finally caught on to the fact that, you know, this is a better result for them and for everybody than just letting it go into foreclosure.
But it will, from what we've heard, at least anecdotally with listeners who've written in and, you know, pretty much every newspaper story out there, is that it will take you a long time.
Yeah.
The bank does not make it easy.
Yeah.
They may ultimately do it for you, but you have to be prepared for a long, drawn-out process.
And the best thing you can do is find a real estate agent who's done a ton of these.
Right.
Because he or she is going to know the banks, know their procedures, help you get it through the process, which is, as Tess said, not very easy.
So my biggest question about this was whether, you know, our current house would somehow be affected or my husband's credit would also tank.
Well, there is one thing you have to keep in mind. You want to look at that short sale agreement because I've been hearing about more lenders putting wording in that essentially keeps you on the hook for what should be forgiven debt.
But doesn't that depend on what state you live in?
That's part of it as well. So, and I don't know the laws for Minnesota or how that might
shake out.
You
need to look up. Just go and Google recourse versus non-recourse mortgages.
Okay.
And you should be able to find out whether the bank can come after you for the difference between what your house sells for and what you owed on it.
And it also might be a good idea just to have a lawyer look at it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for the call, Elaine, and best of luck to you.
Thank you for taking it.